Good morning, and welcome to our Silent Unity service. As we have said before, we record these on Thursday, but they're put on the website on Monday morning. So you need a little prayer break during the week, go to our website and pull it up and relax with us. So let's begin with prayer. Holy Spirit, we're so grateful to be able to take this moment apart and to breathe in your breath and to know that we are at peace not only with ourselves, but within ourselves and with the world. And so as we join minds today with many over the universe, we just express gratitude, for we know that the prayer that goes up into the atmosphere gathers and soothes and moves over our nations, bringing us into awareness that we are one. So we thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you in the name of the living, loving Christ, moving in and throughout all creation. And it is so. Amen. Well, we'll start with the daily word this morning, simply because it is Maundy Thursday, and this is a very good message. It's a message about serving. The word is serve. In service to others, I find my true self. Breathe that in and hold that a moment. In service to others, I find my true self. And it goes on to read, the word Maundy loosely translates to commandment. And Maundy Thursday is named for the message Jesus gave his disciples in the upper room during the Last Supper. And in John 13 and 34, Jesus says, I give you a new commandment, that you love one another just as I have loved you. You also should love one another. Before he gave this commandment, he washed the disciples' feet, saying, For I have set you an example that you also should do as I have done to you. So I take these words to heart, knowing, as Mahatma Gandhi shared, the best way to find yourself is to lose yourself in the service of others. I follow Jesus' example of service as well as his commandments. I serve others, finding the Christ presence in everything and everyone as I do. And just as the waters reflect the face, no one human heart reflects another. That's Proverbs 27 and 19. And we know a lot about service here at Unity Church of Light in St. Charles, because we dedicate ourselves to serving others. Well, this morning I thought I would share with you an article that I stumbled upon by Mary Krufeller. And it's very interesting. She has an affirmation here. And the affirmation is, visualize the light of God enfolding you. For just 1 minute, rest there in the light. So take a deep breath with me and release it. bringing yourself into this moment right here, right now, as I read some of the words that she has given us. This article is about minute prayers and that they're possible for everyone to practice. No matter where you are, you can call upon the presence of God. So just take a minute, in spite of anything, in the midst of anything, regardless of the place or circumstance. And she goes on to say, take a minute before getting out of bed in the morning and during morning activities. And every so often, stop for a moment. Quiet your thoughts and anxieties. And again, feel yourself enfolded in the presence of God. And everything that seems so pressing will become secondary. An awareness of being in control will fill you, and you will go forward with order and confidence. 1 minute out of every hour of your awake time totals only to about 8 or 10 minutes. But what a difference it makes. What a difference it makes. The minute prayer keeps you alert and alive. It brings you out of the rush of the world into the kingdom of heavenly, into the kingdom of heaven briefly, but long enough to taste, touch, and feel the presence of God in a new degree. Isn't that wonderful? We can discipline our minds, and our souls are fed, and our bodies are healed just by taking time to pray. And the 1 minute prayer is available to everyone. So practicing that presence, even if it's for a minute, enlarges your capacity for receiving the presence in every detail of your life. So if you are lonely, rest in the light, and you will feel the presence as love and companionship. You'll also be directed into right relationships. And at the same time, if you are angry and upset, rest in the light. You will be astonished at the change in yourself. You will become gentle and forgiving. Harmony will be in effect. If you are confused or unsure of yourself, rest in the light. You will find a blessed new awareness of confidence and assurance. And it can happen with only a minute in prayer. So as you continue these prayers, try it for a week, a month, or longer. Take a minute. The light will shine within you. Let's experience that right here, right now. Take a deep breath in and hold it a second and release. Breathing in, hold it, and release. And as you release, feel the tension flow from your body. Give yourself permission to relax in this minute, right here, right now. Visualize the light of God enfolding you, touching what needs to be touched. Sitting quietly in the light. Just for a moment, as we enter into that part of our being where we step over into our inner chamber, and the light fills us. Unconditional love enfolds us, and peace settles in our minds in the quiet for just a few moments. Holy Spirit, we're so grateful for this time of rest, for this time of renewal, for our minds and our hearts wide open and receptive to the truth of our being. And we're so grateful that resting in your presence brings right perspective to everything that we do. And our minds are filled with new and rich ideas. And we are relaxed. And we know that relaxation brings healing to the body. So we are grateful for this time, and we give you praise this morning, knowing that we live, move, and have our being in you. And we know that to be the truth. So centered in this divine love, if there is anyone that asked you to pray with them this week, or anyone that you would like to hold in the essence of all that is, take a moment and speak their names aloud, right where you are. We know that we are one with the universe, and our prayers reach out and touch. And so in closing this time of prayer, let us recite together the prayer of protection. The light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us wherever we are. God is. And we know that to be so, and so it is. Amen. So go forth this day and create for yourself a wonderful, wonderful Easter weekend. Blessings to you.